exactly a quarter after seven. The Department of Health announcing changes to dosing intervals and the introduction of heterologous booster doses. And it calls the heterologous booster shot involves the administration of different vaccines. We're joined by Dr. Nicholas Crisp, the Deputy Director General in the Department of Health, also the head of the National Vaccine Program. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. We just thought we'd do a quick catch up in terms of the changes that have been made. So from today, for example, individuals older than 18 who received one dose of the J&J vaccine will be able to receive a booster either of the same vaccine or of the Pfizer vaccine. Is that correct?
Morning, Bongani. Yes, that's correct. There are some changes, but that is correct, yes.
All right, so just talk us through then some of the key information we need to know.
Okay, thanks very much. I think the public mustn't get too concerned about these big names that we use. Basically, what has been possible until now is to get a booster dose, which is the same vaccine, just administered off.
Oh, Dr. Crisp, we're losing you there. The line is cutting a little there. Just start again.
What I'm saying is that the public mustn't worry about these big names. They don't really mean anything to the public. What it means is that a homologous boost means that you use the same vaccine after an interval to stimulate more immune response on someone who's already got an immune response. A heterologous, which is this big word that people are seeing, means you use a different vaccine to stimulate an immune response from someone who's already had a vaccine to generate an immune response. So that's what's happening. We are now able to mix the vaccines. This has been done in other parts of the world for some time. And we are now formally introducing it into our schedule.
And of course, also the interval period, those periods have been narrowed down and reduced somewhat.
Yes. So we had increased our intervals way back in June, July last year when we started running out of vaccine. And we were very cautious and we had gone to more or less the maximum intervals. We're now going back to what most of the rest of the world is using on the what's regarded as minimum intervals to get a good immune response. So it does substantially reduce the intervals, and we're doing that for two reasons. One is that people get tired and forget about their vaccines if the intervals are too long. And secondly, we have plenty of vaccine in stock, so there's no reason to widen the intervals at the moment.
So if I received, as in fact I did, the Pfizer vaccine, the waiting period now from the intervals is no longer 180 days. It is now 90 days. So does that mean basically every 90 days, every 3 months, one must get a booster shot?
No, not yet. So what we don't know that answer yet. What we do know is that you get a good immune response after the first Pfizer dose from 21 days onwards. Up to about 42 days appears to be the best window, but it can be longer. It just shouldn't be shorter than that 21 days. So we're reducing the original interval between the two primary doses to 21 days instead of 42 days. Then the booster dose, you can wait up to 6 months, which is 180 days, and still get a good immune response. But the immune response starts to be pretty good from about 90 days, which is 3 months. We don't think at this stage that it looks like we will need to reboost because these vaccines are generating cellular immunity and that's got very good memory. So we'll watch and see what happens. And it seems that as long as we're dealing with the same variants or very similar variants to what we have at the moment, it may not be necessary to keep boosting. But as we know with influenza, the flu, we do boost every year because the variants change significantly. So we will see what happens with variants into the future before we know whether we have to boost some more.
Dr. Nicholas Crisp, always appreciate your time. That's the Deputy Director General in the National Department of Health.